Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lahu. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا. أما بعض، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. وقال سبحانه وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My dear respected elders, brothers, sisters, and the ones listening at home, it is from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us ability to come to the masjid, gives us iman, and allows us to be present in the month of Ramadan. And this is that month where the forgiveness of Allah Azza wa Jal multiplies in number of ways that is unimaginable to the human mind. And part of this, a tradition by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who relates that in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, there was a man whose name was Kif. And this person, Kif, used to commit fasad in the land and atrocities in the land. Whatever sin that we can think of, Kif committed it. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam called him and exiled him, meaning told him to go to another place, and said to him that we exile you, go towards the jungle, so we are saved from your musibah, we are saved from your fasad. After a short period of time, this Musa alayhi salatu wasalam receives revelation from Allah Azza wa Jal that, O Musa, there is a person that has passed away in a certain land. Do his janazah. And whoever goes with you and participates in that funeral prayer, Allah will forgive them. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, is relating. He goes to this janazah by the order of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he takes a few people with him also. And he finds that this is that gift that we had exiled, that we had banished. So he says, Ya Allah, just a short period of time ago, he committed such and such a sin. How is it so, Ya Allah, that you have made him so close to you, that whoever performs the prayer, they are forgiven? So then Allah Azza wa Jalla relates to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, O Musa, he lived a life that you knew, but there came also in the last portion of his life where he done such repentance, he done such tawbah, that if this tawbah was to be distributed to the whole world, you will find that I would forgive the whole world. It says, O Musa, his tawbah was that sincere. His tawbah was that sincere that we have ordered you to do his janazah. And whoever was present in this, we will also forgive them. What we realize is the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is why in another tradition where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam relates on the authority of Hazrat Abu Sa'id radiyallahu ta'ala an, which Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim rahimahullahu ta'ala have rated in their Sahih, that the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talked about a person who had killed 99 people. It's a very famous tradition that he had killed 99 people. But later on, it is from the mercy of Allah he regretted and he wanted to make tawbah. When we say make tawbah, he wanted to change his life completely. This is not that tawbah sometimes that we make. Oh Allah, please forgive us. But we will still do what we are doing. This is not that tawbah. This is that tawbah. Oh Allah, please forgive us. And I will change the best of my ability that you give me tawfiq. I will change my ways. And I will not do this sin that I was doing again. Kill 99 people. And he goes, he relates that he ends up to a person, he ends up to a monk. And he says to the monk that I have killed 99 people. Is it possible that Allah will forgive me? So the monk says, no. He didn't have the knowledge. So he says, no. You have killed 99 people. Subhanallah, no way out. So he kills him also and he makes his 100. Then he goes to a scholar. And he asks that, can I have done this? Is it so that Allah will forgive me? So the scholar says to him, what has stopped you from repenting? Then he says to him that go to the such a town and you will find pious people in that town also. And he says that when you go to that town, stay there. So make your tawbah complete. Whilst going towards the town, maut, yani death, which is inevitable for all of us, finds this person. And then the angels of mercy and the angels of punishment both arrive. This is so that we can understand this. And Allah, they both argue that he was a person that sinned. And the angels of mercy say that he didn't tawbah. So it is said, whichever town he is closest to, let him be. If he is closest to the one that he sinned, let the angels of punishment take him. But if he is close to the ones that he made his tawbah, let the angels of mercy take him. Allah Azza wa Jal says, oh, ground, and he tells the ground, Allah says, we told the ground to make it shrink. So that the angels of mercy are allowed to take this person. Why all of this? Again, as we said, this person made such a tawbah. That, as we said at the beginning, what is repentance? Repentance is not just that we say, Ya Allah, forgive me. That is not just tawbah. Tawbah is that Allah forgive me, yes. But there's a reason why I'm asking this. Because I have sinned, Ya Allah. I am insan. I am a human being that sins. But on top of this, I know I have done wrong. And I want to end my ways. And I will change the way I am living. Oh Allah, now forgive me. And you will find, as the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam states, that even if your sins go to the peak of the sky, and the muhaddithun rahimahullahu ta'ala relate here, that if a person was born and he committed sins day after day, they will still not reach the sky. But if it reaches the sky, and then this person says, Ya Allah, please forgive me. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states, Allah will forgive wa la ubali. And it will make no difference in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is why even in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the very famous story and the companion, Wahsh ibn Harb, as we know, he is the one that martyred Hazrat Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala an, the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now to put this in context, when the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated from Mecca to Mukarramah to Madinah to Munawwara, he had hardly any family with him from his lineage, very hardly any. Out of his uncles, Hazrat Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala an also migrated afterwards. Now imagine this, he doesn't have a father. Not many of the uncles have joined him. So Hazrat Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala an is like a father figure. Meaning he is so close to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he used to be extremely protective of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the extent that even when he was not a Muslim in Makkah al-Mukarramah, and the delegation in the pledge of the Aqaba, when the people of Madinatul Munawwara, they came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the time of Hajj, they said to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Messenger of Allah, we come to Madinatul Munawwara, we will protect you, we will make you our guide. So Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, not a Muslim, but he's with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says to them, before you take him and before the Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says yes, let me ask you a few questions. He says, would you protect the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like the way you protect your own children? Would you protect the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like the way you protect your tribe? If, would you feed him as you feed your own children? Would you give to him as you give your own tribe? Why was he asking all of these questions? It's because the immense love he had for the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was a bond, as we say, of family also. Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala an, as we know in the Battle of Uhud, he is martyred by Wahshi. A spear is thrown at Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala an from behind. And not going into the story, but Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an, whom I relates, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent a messenger with the invitation of Islam to Wahshi bin Harb, who was responsible, as we know, for killing Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala an. And the messenger returned with a message from Wahshi stating, O Muhammad, how can you call me to Islam when you also say I'm a murderer? I'm a mushrikeen. I'm a person that has killed your uncle. And you say that I will be disgraced until the day of Qiyamah. Your people say I will be disgraced until the day of Qiyamah. I have committed all of these crimes and you call me to Islam. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells the messenger that write to him, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِنَ صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. That Allah Azza wa Jal, he forgives that person that has iman, does good deeds, and he changes their bad deeds to good deeds, because Allah Azza wa Jal is the one that has mercy and is the most merciful. So again, in reply to this, imagine this, Wahshi says, O Muhammad, the condition in this verse is uncompromising. The reason being, you have said in this verse, except for the one that is sincere and repents and accepts iman and performs good action. O Messenger, what if I can't do this? What if I'm unable to do this? So then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam writes again, tells the Messenger to say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرْ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَٰلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. That verily Allah Azza wa Jal forgives everything except for shirk. Again, Wahshi, he relates, O Messenger of Allah, tell the Messenger of Allah that I have also committed shirk. What if I commit shirk again? And the verses of Allah Azza wa Jalla then revealed, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. That say, يَا عِبَادِي, O my beloved servant. You know, subhanAllah, there's so much muhabba in this word. يَا عِبَادِي, that O my beloved servant, أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, who have transgressed against themselves, meaning committed so many sins. لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Do not ever despair the mercy of Allah. Why? إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Indeed, Allah is the one that forgives everything, all sins. And this is like emphasis upon emphasis. إِنَّ, for emphasis. Then Allah says, يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Everything. Again for emphasis. Then innahu huwal. This huwa is also for emphasis. Al-Ghafurur Rahim. Both of these words of Allah Azza wa Jalla, these qualities of Allah, is also for emphasis. Emphasis upon emphasis. Meaning, do not ever despair the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why in our religion, our tradition, it is a time we make tawbah. And that's why it says, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi relates a tradition where Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha states that I heard the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making tawbah over 70 times every night, meaning so many times that he would say istighfar. He would ask Allah for forgiveness. Why? He was, as we know, he was ma'soom, he was sinless. But the reason being is to teach us as a ummah that there is a time where we need to make istighfar. As we say, number one is think, comprehend, contemplate. I am making sins without a doubt. I am a human being. But which sins am I making? Imam Ghazali rahimahullah relates, which sins am I making? Number two, ask Allah for forgiveness of these sins. And number three, for this tawbah to be fulfilled and completed, stay away from these sins. Try your utmost best that these sins that I have done in my life, I am making tawbah from this. I am sincere repenting to Allah. When a person does this, subhanAllah, the sins, they're completely gone. As our teacher used to say, as we know, there's kiram and katibin. Somebody writes on the right, somebody writes on the left. An angel writes on the right, an angel writes on the left. And the left one writes a bad deeds, the right one writes a good deeds. But when you do tawbah, when a person makes sincere repentance, the left one, it is deleted in such a manner that the left one does not even know what he had done. It's such a manner. It is only between that person and Allah. Meaning Allah swipes it out. Literally swipes it out from the ability of the left angel. And this is why it is for us in the month of Ramadan, where we are trying to get our closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal through our siyam, through our fasting, through our recitation of the Quran, through our doing good deeds, through our waking up in suhoor, through our iftar, through our nightly prayers. We are trying to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With this, ask Allah for repentance and amend our ways. Because if we amend our ways, we will find that Allah will also make our life in this dunya easy also. And in the akhirah, as the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam relates, and we finish off with this, that when a person is going from this world, he is in his last breaths, he will find the angels of mercy descending down upon him. And they would have such scent that he would have never smelt before. And before the soul is even taken up, they will say to him, لا تحزن, that do not worry, be patient. Everything you done in the dunya, you will be recompensed in the akhirah. And as far as the eye can see, he will find angels of mercy. And they will show him his Jannah in the dunya. They will show him his Jannah. They will say, this is your maqam in this dunya, in the akhirah, because of what you've done in the dunya. And then he himself will say, oh soul, they will say to him, the soul, oh soul, come out with salamah, come out with peace. And they will fight, these angels, they will fight to take the soul to the arsh of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah give us ability to understand, ability to amal, wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله الصلاه حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح love.